So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf posed the following question. Gerushin kashtiga damia oika kama damia. If the aris heard the neder and then divorced the nari marasa without making hafara, do we say ka kama damia? Divorce validates the neder because, as Aran explains, kivin lehefer kaidin gerushin kamanda ukme dami. When he divorces without a hafara, it indicates that he wants the neder because he knows that he cannot make hafara after the divorce. Or we say, kishtiga damya, the divorce does not validate the neder because lohefer kaidin gerushin lav kamanda ukme dami. This does not indicate that he wants the neder. The distinction lies in the case da hajra b'yayme. He gave her a second kedushin on the same day. If we say kishtiga damya matzi mafala, because it's still b'yayme shamay. But if we say ka'kama dami, le matzi mefula, because in afara achar kama. The Gemara first tries to resolve this question from a braisa and a mishnah from recent dafin, but they remain inconclusive. The Gemara then cites the following mishnah on daf peites. Toshima nadra bay bayoim, kirsha vechzira bay bayoim, ein yachal hafer. If she made a neder, and her husband then divorced her and remarried her on the same day, he cannot nullify this neder. The Gemara at first assumes that this mishnah is a case of arusa b'tchilo b'saif. She was merely an arusa both times. He initially only gave her kedushin, and after the divorce he also only gave her kedushin, but they did not perform nisuin. In such a case, the only explanation for ein yachal hafer that he cannot nullify the neder would be because gerushin ka'kama damu. The divorce is considered a validation of the neder. However, the Gemara explains that there are another two possible scenarios. This is a case of arusa b'tchila v'nisu b'saif. The first time they only did erusin, but the second time they also did nisuin. And the reason for ein yachal hafer is because bal ein mefer b'kaidmin. A married husband cannot make hafara for the darm that she made before the marriage. Or this is a case of nisu b'tchila v'arusa b'saif. The first time they did nisuin, and the second time they only did erusin. And the reason for ein yachal hafer is because b'nisuin yatzis ha'mishus av. The first nisuin removed her completely from her father's rishus, and now in the second marriage, an oris cannot make hafara himself. Zok the Mishnah, derech tamid hachamim, at shalahoysa bita yitze me'etzloi, oymer lo kol nadarm shenadarta b'teich beisi, harehen mufarin. Tamid hacham are accustomed to nullify their daughter's nadarm before she marries and leaves his rishus. Similarly, v'chein abal, Achle tikkanis l'rshusi, aymala, konadom shenadarta achle tikkansi l'rshusi, harein mufarin. The aris also nullifies his wife's nadarm before they marry. Shemesha tikkanis l'rshusi in yochla hafer. Because once they're married with nisuin, he cannot nullify her previous nadarm, because as Aran explains, in abal mefer b'kaidmin, a married husband cannot nullify his wife's nadarm that were made before their marriage. The Gemara poses the following question. Bayi rama b'chama. Baal ma'o sheyafer b'lei shmiya. And the Ran adds that this shaila refers to the Av as well. Can a husband or father nullify a neder without actually hearing it? As the Ran explains, sheyafer la'ala safik. He makes afar for any possible neder he may have. Do we say, v'shama isha dafkuhu? The pasuk states the husband heard the neder to imply that a neder cannot be nullified unless he actually hears it. Or lav dafkuhu. The pasuk only states the husband heard the neder as a common case, but a neder can be nullified even when he did not actually hear it. The Gemara says that our Mishnah's cases of Tamid HaChamim Achal Yotzis Bita Mi Etzlai and Habal Achal Tikkanis L'Rishusai, in which Oymelo Kol Nadarm Shu Nadarta Harehin Mufarin, can be understood simply that although Loi Shama, they did not actually hear it, Mufarin, these Nadarm are nullified because Loi Bo Yishmiya, a neder can be nullified even when it was not heard. Or the Mishnah can be understood, l'chishama hu demefer, which means, urche ditzuvim rabbanan lahaduri. They only made the first hafara to initiate a conversation that might lead her to reveal her nadar, and they will then make another hafara after they actually hear the neder. However, l'chishama ain't the mufarin because b'yishmir. The Ran cites a different girsa regarding the Baal. The amrla l'chishama naharehin mufarin. He means to say that if and when I hear about you in the darm, they shall become nullified. Although in a bal mefer b'kaidmin, however, since he declares it now as an aris, it can become effective even after nisuin, because b'shash miyah harehi b'rishusai. She's in his rishus when he hears the neder. However, this would not work for the av, because It could be that Bishashmi ain't the Bishusai. By the time he hears about the Nedarim, she will already be in the Suah, who's completely out of his Rishos, and the Zafara cannot be effective. The Gemara next tries to resolve this question from a Braisa. Ha'im ala Petropis. Kal Nedarim she Nederis ishti mikan v'at sha'avim emokim pleini, hafer v'hafrala. A husband who instructed his agent to nullify his wife's Nedarim while he's away, which he did. Yochel yumufarin. Tamaloimer, Isha Kamenav Isha Yifarena Div Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says that the repetition of the word Isha teaches that Hafar cannot be done through a Shliach. Amalar Rabbi Yonason, Metzina Bachalat Terakula Shlucha Shaladim Kamaisai. Rabbi Yonason disagrees and said that Hafar can be done through a Shliach as in other halachas. The Gemara explains, although the husband does not actually hear the neder, this does not prove that Leiboy Yishmiah, because this too is a case of the Amrle Lichi Shemana Mefala. The agent makes Hafara only after the husband hears the neder. However, the husband appoints the apotropis and does not make the Hafara himself because Savar Dilma Matridna. He's concerned that he might be preoccupied when he hears the neder. The Ram points out that we cannot say that the apotropis is also his Shliach for the Shmia because Shliach in the Mefer Bishmu Asli. An agent cannot make Hafara based on his Shmia because Mika Midi de Bale Matze Mefer, Vishleach Matze Mashvi, a person cannot be a Shliach for a task that the Meshaleach cannot do.